All right. Really don't have a lot of injuries here for you. The guys are just coming in now, so we'll get you that. D4 did come in after the game, and he took a hit to the head, so we're going to test him for concussions and go through that whole protocol. So, but we'll see how that. We don't have the results or anything on that yet. I thought it was a good team win. I thought all three phases contributed in some way to the game. Still came out of it with a ton of room to improve, which is a good thing. The guys they'll be hard at work again tomorrow, getting ready for the Texans. And listen, we know the Texans. They know us from the first game. I think both teams are probably a little bit different. And I keep coming back to that second half of football against them that they shut us out, and we've got to make sure that we figure all that out and the new stuff that they've got and get ourselves ready to play against a good football team. So the turnovers, I'll take responsibility for the turnovers. They probably weren't very good calls for the situation that we were in and or coverage that we were in, and but the good part was that I saw Alex bounce back and make a great throw, a big time trust throw to Demetrius. So that was a positive coming out of that. Anyways, time's yours.
Andy, Marcus Peters had that interception down at Houston. You remember the first play, and then but in the second half, DeAndre Hopkins kind of got the better of him. How have you seen Marcus grow maybe since then? Do you think he's more ready for this challenge than he was then?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, well, just by experience, I'd tell you yes. He's a good receiver. He'll get up. He's going to challenge everybody, so he's not going to back down from anything. So it should be. That's one of those you want to watch and see as a fan, and I think as a. You know, as a coach, you're curious to see how he does against that player. He's had some big challenges to this day, so and he's risen to each one of them.
And you remember the playoff game against Indy a few years ago? You guys came out and like kind of ran some different stuff. It was just it seemed like more creative. Like you've been saving some stuff. I mean, what are the odds we kind of see you guys come out and let it rip a little bit this time too?
Well, we haven't been saving much, to be honest with you. Every week here, our back's been to the wall, and it's a, I'd like to tell you that this is a one and done thing, but that's kind of the way it's been for about the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. So, we'll see. We'll see what we can put together. We'll try.
Yeah, Andy, what are the chances Justin Houston won't play Saturday?
Listen, it's day by day. We're going to take it and see how he does. The positive was he practiced a little bit last week, which was a good thing. And then we'll just see how he does here this week. Yeah.
How do you feel Tomba did yesterday?
Yeah, it was good for him to get in. It's tough for him to practice on that indoor turf with his knees the way they are. So, he got out and he got some reps in and some work in and knocked some of the rust off and at the same time, get it at game speed, which I thought was important.
Do you suspect the same situation with Justin if he can play? Spot him rather than just throw him on the field?
Well, the thing he can do is, if he can practice, that's an advantage. So, and that was one of the things about getting him back in there last week, as long as he was feeling all right. So he did a pretty good job with what he was fed there. And then we'll just see with the game.
What's the issue with Tomba as far as holding him back for more playing time? Is it just doing what he needs to do?
This past game?
Yeah.
Or I wanted to ease him back in is what I wanted to do there. Let him get used to his brace, and I wanted to come out of this without his knees swelling up. So we just used him on third down pass situations. He snuck in on a couple other ones, but that was a little rough holding him back.
So he could have played more if the.
Yeah, he could have played. He could have played more.
Bob always talks about affecting the quarterback. How do you guys feel like you did in that regard yesterday?
I thought we did pretty good. We were able to get to the quarterback, and anytime you come out with 5 sacks, that's a pretty good day. So, and I thought we had pressure on him other times.
I know coaches that go into the situation and aren't in the situation you're in would just say, well, what happened the last few weeks doesn't matter, and we're going to treat this differently. But, I mean, do you believe that momentum can matter in a situation like this going into the playoffs with 10 wins in a row, that that does mean something?
Well, my stat guy up there, Mike Frazier, tell you momentum doesn't mean a thing. So, but yeah, no, I think there's something to that. I think there's a, you know, you come in with a certain confidence. That's what's important. They've got the same thing going. We've got the same thing going. It should be a heck of a game, and kind of look forward to the challenge of it. So.
Ever Wilson led the team with 6 targets yesterday. I'm just curious, how much of that was dictated by the coverage and the play call and all that?
Yeah, well, some of it, we had a number of plays in for him, and they got dialed up. He's playing good football right now, so you know it's he's deserving of it, and quarterback has a lot of trust in him.
Can this offense reach its full ceiling without the number 2 receiver emerging as a consistent playmaker?
Well, it helps to have that. I think Albert's shown that he can be a productive guy. You know.
Do you anticipate the battle with him and Conley continuing going forward, like next year? I mean, is this something that's yet to be determined?
Yeah, one of the neat things with Conley is he's played everywhere. So he's developed into that. Smart kid. So you see him at the X position. You see him a ton at the zebra position. He and Jason actually came out with equal number of plays 2 weeks ago. And then, you know, you see him play some Z when Jeremy comes out. So he's been a nice addition to the crew.
Does one of those guys have a better skill set for the slot?
I think they're both pretty good in there. Yeah. Yeah, I think they both did a pretty good job. Good feel.
I guess a guy like J.J. Watt, I mean, do you just have to kind of weather the storm, so to speak? Because, I mean, obviously you guys played him at the beginning of the year, but their front seven seems to be hitting that momentum kind of thing here at the end of the season, too.
Yeah, they're playing very well. They had 8 sacks or so yesterday, and that's a pretty good number. They had constant pressure on the quarterback. J.J. got his cast off, and so, you know, he's playing good football, but he's not the only one on that front that's playing good football. So what a great challenge, though, for our offensive line. That's what it's all about, man. And they're going to line up, and they're going to bring it. They're on turf. They've got a loud crowd. They'll be revved up. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right? So,
in what ways has the offensive line sort of matured to handle that Texas front seven?
Yeah, well, they've stayed consistent through it. It's not always pretty. That's not this crew. They're not going to win any beauty contests, but they come out and they'll battle you, and something to be said about that.
A couple more guys.
You like where Alex Smith is right now with his game?
I do. He's doing some good things. Yeah, I could have given him better plays. I was kind of pushing the envelope on a couple of those.
Have you seen him grow? Is he a better player now than he was when this season started, when you guys were down in Houston last time?
Yeah, I think so. The offense has kind of expanded a little bit, and he's handled it well. You know, so he's in charge.
What's his role in that? I mean, how is what's his response?
Well, he's a leader of the offense, and he's got the thing that probably has changed a bit is just the control he has at the line of scrimmage. So he's got a variety of things he can get in and out of. The one touchdown to Jeremy was a play that he changed the route on, and I mean, it was a beautiful thing.
Andy, what did you see from your offense in those first couple series that you really want them to take into that Houston Texans game?
Well, we scored. I mean, that's positive, and we did it on a long field, so that's always good. You eat up a little time, and you can get it in the end zone.
Defensively, other than maybe playing nose tackle, is there anything you guys don't ask Ron Parker to do?
Yeah, no, he's something. I mean, he plays corner, he plays nickel, which is tough, and he plays a safety position, which is kind of his home. But you have confidence that you can put him on their best inside receiver. You can go do that as a nickel player. And that's a different world in there. That whole nickel thing is a different deal. So.
Does Ron kind of have a knack for that blitzing, though? Seems like I remember a couple years ago when he was first here, that was kind of his role, and he got away from his back to it. Just what kind of neck?
Yeah, he's got a good feel. Not everybody can do that either. So he's got a good feel for the blitz, good tackler. He's got good instincts.
Your players have mentioned your steadiness throughout the season. You not too high, not too low. mentioned the same thing. My question to you is, with your regular meetings with the chairman,
How consistent was he during your conversations with him? Like, what was his demeanor like when it was low, when it was bad?
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. I've got full trust in Doris and I, and he's always projected that. Maybe when we were 1-5, he was different away from, but with us, he was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. So, good person, you know, real good person.
With TJ, then, PJ.
How much of a difference would you say Alex Smith's willingness to take off and run has made for this offense? Because it seemed like before about week 7, he wasn't doing a whole lot of that, and then all of a sudden, he's become kind of lethal in that category.
Yeah, no, that's that's a tough thing on defenses. I'm sure they'll be aware of that. I think the last few teams have tried to do some things, and he's got a good feel of when to go and when to stay. And that puts pressure on the defense.
Last one, B.
Coach, you spoke about the development of the offensive line. Jeff Allen, who missed the first 6 games, wasn't able to go in the first game. Just what is his addition to the offensive line meant for their overall development?
Yeah, he brings a little nasty to that group. That's welcome, good leadership. That's a tough position to play in there. So you got to be in the right frame of mind every week. We don't have a lot of age in there. And so he's a seasoned veteran, as a third, fourth year player, whatever he is. So it's, but he brings a little bit of attitude.
Last